Fred and George choked into their own cups. Percy, very pink around the ears, busied himself with the kettle.
"Oh, and I've been wanting a word with you too, Arthur," said Mr. Crouch, his sharp eyes falling upon Mr. Weasley. "Ali Bashir's on the warpath. He wants a word with you about your embargo on flying carpets."
Mr. Weasley heaved a deep sigh.
"I sent him an owl about that just last week. If I've told him once, I've told him 100 times. Carpets are defined as a muggle artifact by the Registry of Prescribed Charmable Objects. But will he listen?" "I doubt it," said Mr. Crouch, accepting a cup from Percy. "He's desperate to export here."
"Well, they'll never replace brooms in Britain, will they?" said Bagman.
"Ellie thinks there's a niche in the market for a family vehicle," said Mr. Crouch. "I remember my grandfather had an Axminster that could seat 12, but that was before carpets were banned, of course."
He spoke as though he wanted to leave nobody in any doubt that all his ancestors had abided strictly by the law.
"So, been keeping busy, Barty?" said Bagman breezily.
"Fairly," said Mr. Crouch dryly. "Organising portkeys across 5 continents is no mean feat, Ludo."
"I expect you'll both be glad when this is over," said Mr. Weasley.
Ludo Bagman looked shocked.
"Glad? Don't know when I've had more fun. Still, it's not as though we haven't got anything to look forward to, eh, Barty, eh? Plenty left to organise, eh?"
Mr. Crouch raised his eyebrows at Bagman.
"We agreed not to make the announcement until all the details..."
"All details," said Bagman, waving the word away like a cloud of midges. "They've signed, haven't they? They've agreed, haven't they? I bet you anything these kids'll know soon enough anyway. I mean, it's happening at Hogwarts."
"Ludo, we need to meet the Bulgarians, you know,"
said Mr. Crouch sharply, cutting Bagman's remark short.
"Thank you for the tea, Weatherby."
He pushed his undrunk tea back at Percy and waited for Ludo to rise. Bagman struggled to his feet, swigging down the last of his tea, the gold in his pockets chinking merrily.
"See you all later," he said. "You'll be up in the top box with me. I'm commentating."
He waved. Barty Crouch nodded curtly, and both of them disapparated.